For CRI, I'm Mark Cavigli. Chinese Premier Li Keqiang has issued a new pledge to try to narrow differences over territorial disputes with Vietnam. Li Keqiang has made the pledge while meeting with Vietnamese counterpart Nguyen Tan Dung in Hanoi. The two leaders have also signed agreements connected to finance, education, and maritime exploitation. Li Keqiang is in Vietnam for the last leg of his current Southeast Asian tour. The National Meteorological Center on Sunday continued on orange alert for Typhoon Nari, the second highest warning in its four-tier color-coded weather warning system. Nari is the 25th typhoon to hit China this year and is expected to cross the Xisha Islands on Monday and Hainan Island on Tuesday. Heavy rains are expected to hit Hainan Province, the southern part of Guangdong, and coastal areas of Fujian from Sunday to Monday noon. The forecasting center urged local authorities to reinforce fishing facilities and repair seawalls and sea gates to prepare for the tides. Iran's chief negotiator for upcoming nuclear talks, Abbas Araghchi, says Iran will neither ship out its enriched uranium nor stop uranium enrichment activities. Araghchi says uranium enrichment is Iranians' red line in the negotiations, and Iran will not slacken one iota over Iranians' rights pursuant to the international regulations. The P5 plus 1, Britain, China, France, Russia, the United States plus Germany, and Iran met twice in Almaty, Kazakhstan in February and April. Their talks ended without tangible results. They will resume talks on the controversial nuclear program in Geneva on October 15th and 16th. A pair of car bombs have gone off outside the headquarters of Syrian State Television. The blasts have done damage to the property and have also disrupted the broadcast. At least one person, believed to be one of the bombers, is dead. Several others have been hurt in the blast. At least 90 people are dead following a stampede in central India. Over 100 others have been hurt in the incident, which took place at a temple in the central state of Madhya Pradesh. The official death toll stands at 91. 10 others are in critical condition. A number of eyewitnesses say the stampede began after police began using their batons to try to prevent people from jumping the queue. However, others say the stampede began after rumors began swirling that a bridge at the temple had collapsed. U.S. President Barack Obama has held a telephone conversation with House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi to discuss the impending debt ceiling. The two talked about what would be required to have House Republicans get behind a so-called clean bill to increase the debt ceiling. A clean bill would involve no other provisions in the legislation other than increasing the government's ability to pay its bills. House Republicans have offered a six-week increase to the debt ceiling. However, Obama wants a longer duration. The U.S. government is going to lose its ability to pay its bills as of Thursday if lawmakers don't pass an increase to the debt ceiling. Failure to do so would result in the U.S. government essentially going into default. The number of missing persons following the collapse of an under-construction bridge pier has risen to 11 in southwest China's Chongqing municipality. The number 4 pier of a bridge across the Yangtze River in Fengdu County collapsed and became submerged in water Saturday morning. The accident happened after a beam on a floating crane fell and impacted steel cofferdams, which supported the pier. 10 construction workers and one resident went missing after the accident. 16 vessels and 141 rescuers are searching the river for the missing people. Construction has stopped and the cause of the accident is still being investigated. The Chinese government has pledged to close more unqualified and dangerous coal mines by 2015 as the country strives to improve its alarming safety record. The State Council, China's cabinet, says in a statement that at least 2,000 small coal mines will be closed by the end of 2015. The Chinese government is to launch a crackdown on a wide range of publishing and journalistic misconduct, such as unlicensed publications, fake reporters, and resales of publishing rights. From mid-October, the two-month action will also target publications containing illegal content, the use of advertising space to post non-advertising content, and domestic publication with overseas publishing license, among other offenses. For CRI, I'm Mark Cavigli.